Welcome to Earthwise, reflections on Earth-based spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley with a piece about the owl baby. I had been watching the owls all during the fall. It was obvious from their great size and characteristic ear tufts that they were great horned owls, one of the most widely distributed birds in North America, and are often seen during the day perched on a treetop, watching and listening to the land. I had first been alerted to their presence not by seeing them, however, but by hearing the racket made by a flock of crows mobbing a predator. I could see the crows flying at something high up in the white pine, all the while squawking and screaming. When I found the pine and looked on the ground beneath it, I found several owl pellets, those little bundles of regurgitated fur and bones about the size of the end of your thumb. There were also several rabbit's feet, rabbits being the favorite food of great horned owls. Persistent watching over the next week finally earned the sight of the bird itself, which was watching me. Winter came. Snow covered the meadow and the forest floor, and I continued to watch the owls, hearing their conversations, checking the accumulating debris around the base of their tree. By mid-January, I could see an owl sitting permanently on a nest near the top of the pine, and I knew she had laid her eggs and that the month-long incubation period had begun. Judging by the increasing debris around the base of the pine, it looked as though the male was keeping her well-fed. The owl babies would hatch by mid-February, and by the end of April, they would themselves be flying through the woods and over the meadow. I hoped I would be able to see one of these owl babies. The owl is one of the oldest animals ever depicted in religious iconography. We know the owl best as the harbinger of death. In fact, in Egypt, the owl was the hieroglyph for death. Owl ruled the realm of the dead sun, the sea of darkness where the sun travels each night. Therefore, the owl also represented the profound wisdom and oracular powers gained from communing with the netherworld. To the Celts, the owl was sacred and magical, the night hag, hag meaning old wise woman. The Romans called the owl Strix, meaning witch or sorceress, the owl with the power to transform things. In Greece, the owl was sacred to Athena, goddess of wisdom and death. This is just a very partial list of owl goddesses, but the owl was not just the goddess of wisdom and death. In fact, archaeological evidence from prehistoric times shows us that the owl was also seen as the great mother. Thousands of owl goddess figurines show an owl's distinctive head on top of a woman's body that had prominent breasts and an emphasized vulvar triangle. Often she held an infant to her breasts. Some owl goddesses were in the shape of pitchers with breasts as spouts through which milk could pour during ceremony. These owl figures were covered with chevrons, diamond shapes, triangles, and undulating lines, universal emblems of the Great Mother who gives life, nourishes life, ends life, and regenerates life, manifesting the constant and rhythmic change between creation, destruction, and recreation. One day, towards the end of April, I realized I could no longer see the owl mother's head above the rim of the nest. The owl babies must have fledged, I thought, and were now flying around in these very woods. If I could only see them, what a treat, what a blessing that would be. But for the next week or so, there were no signs of the owl family. Then one day, as I walked along the path in the woods, something made me stop and turn my head. And there, perched on a maple sapling, about 12 feet away, sat a baby owl, with its helmet of light-colored feathers and its dark beak, and its golden eyes watching me, blinking now and then, shifting its gaze away from me and back to me again. I don't know how long I stood there gazing at the owl baby. I was clearly enchanted. Everything was a blur revolving around the bright center that was the owl baby watching me. Oh, owl, sing to me the spring song of eternal transformation, of the constant and rhythmic flow of creation, destruction, and recreation. Blessed be. You've been listening to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley.